let's take just a second to tell you who these fine-looking young boys are up here, along with the other two. We have, since we were last at Grey Fox, well, it's been a couple of years. And by the way, we are so happy to be back here this year. Thanks, Mary. Since we were last here, and as a matter of fact, just this year, got to thinking about it, got to realizing we miss this banjo thing. We miss having a banjo picker. And by golly, the very person we were hoping would join up with us, in fact, did. And we are just happy as kings. And he can play so well on the five-string banjo, and at times the guitar synthesizer. Originally from Duncan, Oklahoma. Hold your applause, please, for Oklahoma. No. His feelings are hurt already. Don't try to make it up to him. No, it's okay, buddy. Hey. Dry it up, little mister. You're a professional. Rise above it. It's true. At least Oklahoma is the home of Alamundi. But we are thrilled to have on the five-string banjo, we love his playing, Mr. Scott Vestal. Yeah, baby, and also, since we were last here, on the guitar, acoustic and electric, and the fine harmony vocals, and actually very good songwriter too. And if you're familiar with the latest Ricky Skaggs album called Brand New Strings, he wrote that very tune. He co-wrote that tune, Brand New Strings. So we just want to brag on him a little bit because we're proud of a man from Duncanville, Texas. This is Mr. Keith Sewell on the guitar. Back here on the drum, I'll play them all. The drums. Stand up and take a little bow. Oh, you are standing. I'm sorry. Originally from Dunkin' Donuts, New Mexico. Sorry, a Dunkin' theme. Actually from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And he's only two time zones away from his home state, and he's just feeling righteous, and he can play any kind of music. We are really, really happy every night we play with this guy. It's a gift because it lets us just try everything, and we love him to death. Give it up for Mr. Chris Brown. Really one of the greatest things about a drummer is when you do this. Thank you. And on the bass, the man that knows when to put in the notes and when to leave the space. And what more could you ask? Sometimes we even ask him to do the Grateful Dead audience dance for us on stage, but probably not tonight. Probably. You know, the one where you catch... Actually, it was Russ Barenberg once said, there's this thing that... where they're trying to catch the imaginary ball. But on the upright bass, right now, the five-string electric bass, he'll play the full string fretless, great harmony singer. Other than that, not a lot going for him. But he's, we're both from the same hometown, Bowling Green, Kentucky. We've been knocking around for a very long time together, and you're not going to meet a better musician than Mr. Byron House on the bass.